Why? Sukkah time l'chud. Like, what's the machlokes by sukkah? The machlokes like this. We have Yehuda l'taimei. The oma sukkah diras kfar binen. If you the shita is in hilchas sukkah, you have to have a diras kfar. That's his shita. Melo mechayvim mezuzah. Therefore, he holds it's called a diras kfar. It's a regular dira, even though it's only for 7 days. You mechayvim mezuzah. It's called a diras kfar. Trashi ki pligi b'shiva. Vein belishcha vein besukkah v'yapoyta kan mechayv kan v'chlifu devreim. It's just the opposite. V'sukkah time l'chud. We have Yehudla time with Yom Masech to Sukkah. Diros Kfahi. Fehech she Sukkah Gevoya Mies Ramamah. He holds even though the Sukkah is more than 20 Yamas high, Shein Ruya Liosois, Elo Bemechitzas Kfah. Once you make a Sukkah so high up, the Sukkah has to be, the walls have to be very strong walls. Still he holds, you're allowed to have a Diros Kfah for a Sukkah. Hilkach Bayis Chashiva Namalini Mezuzah. Therefore, of Yehudah Shitter is, that a sukkah could be a diras kfar, therefore it's called a bayis, even to hilchas mezuzah. And therefore it's called a bayis, a chashva bayis, yimachoyiv midiraisa to put a sukkah, a mezuzah on your sukkah according to Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbanon l'tamayu, now the reason why the Rabbanon say no is sukkah is potter from the mezuzah, the Amri, they go according to the Shita, sukkah diras arai binin. No, you're not allowed to have a kfar for a sukkah. Dafka has to be arai. It has to be shaky like, and it can't be kfar. You can't have it so high up. It can't be more than 20 yamas high, the walls. So since it's a diras arai, that's v'lei mechayvim mezuzah. And that's the stira, tilchas mezuzah. The Torah says by a mezuzah's beisechem. Beisechem means a chashiva, a good bayis. A bayis means a base dirat you live there, a kavua dik a bayis. Mashenk in a sukkah, in a locha, we hold like this. That sukkah is only called a diras arai. That's why we hold with potter for the mezuzah on our sukkah. Now, v'lishcha taim l'chud. The machlokes of v'lishcha's mechayvim mezuzah is a different machlokes. Rabbonin Savri, because here Bemisin, the Lishka is called the Diras Kfar. Like the Lamech is a Gezunta room, a nice Tishmaka room. Mefra, we had before that every Bayesheni, every Kohen Gadol used to knock down the old Bayes and used to put in thousands and thousands of dollars to make their room look the nicest room. Like the Lamech was a Gezunta room, was Zicha Diras Kfar. It was the most beautiful room there was in no place. So what's the Machlokes? What is the view of the whole Yepotef and the Mezuzah? The Kura here for sure is called the Diras Kfar. Now, his mother, Chesuk, is called the Diras Kfar. Havad here also is called the Diras Kfar. So why does Rabbi Yehuda hold this Lishka Parhadron is part of the Mezuzah Mikir Adin? So Gemara says a new Svara. If you have Yehuda Savad, Dira, Bar Korcho, Loishime Dira. Hey, it's a Dira that willingly you don't want to live there. We like forced you to come to live there. It's out this mitzvah's Prisha. 7 days before Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to be purished to Kohen Gadol to bring him into this Lishka to live there. But Vayis says willingly he wouldn't want to go there. He's only going to the Torah mitzvah. So that's not called a didira. Umidrabbanan hu ditkinu lo, shelo yernu kohen gadol chavash beis asurim. It's only exera dikadin, the Rabbanan made exera to put a mezuzah, that people should not talk as if to say that kohen gadol is going to be locked up in jail now for 7 days. Haraya, the room he's put in, doesn't have a mezuzah. Ma'ashen king, the Rabbanan shiter is, they hold Vayis Toyos a diras, Bar Korcho, she made Dira, it is called a Dira. Now the question, the famous Kasher is, like what makes it called a Dira Bar Korcho here? The Chur is not really forced to Kohen Gadol, it's just he's doing a B'teras HaMitzvah. There's his own free will, he wouldn't go there. The Mitzvah says the Kohen Gadol, 7 days before Yom Kippur, has to live in this room, that's called a Dira Bar Korcho. So Chur Sukkah is the same way also. Willingly, Mestan people won't go to live in their Sukkah. Why do we live in the Sukkah the 7 days? Because the Torah gave a Mitzvah to live there. So that's also supposed to be called the Dira Bar Korcho. Like how come a sukkah is called the Dira Skva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and how come a sukkah, and how come this not? So Tayyidah Shonan speaks out, that about Rabbi Yehuda, Sava Dira Bar Korcho, Loishim Edira. V'sukkah, Lav Dira Bar Korcho, Shein Azoz, Mi Beisoy, V'ishtoy, Ubonav, Ubabayis, V'holach, Heinav, Heinav. Like in a sukkah, since you can live there with your mishpacha, with your wife, that's not called the Dira Bar Korcho. Mashenka and the Kohen Gadol, these 7 days he has to be purged from his wife, to go away from his family, to live in the Lishkas Pahadrin, that's called the Dira Bar Korcho. So therefore here of Yehuda Shita is, that's not called the Dira, even though Machmas, the room itself, it's a chashiv a room, but since the actual person living there is not living there really willingly, that's not called the Dira chashiv a Dira to Mechayv in the Mezuzah. Mashenka in a sukkah, since the Teshvu Ketaduru, he's supposed to live there, the way you live a whole year, with your mishpacha, it's only mitzvah, but still it's a different type of a mitzvah. There the mitzvah is like willingly you go into the sukkah.
So there you are mechuyev, and here not. So that's the two of the machlokes. They're not totally zeh bezeh. So the Gemara. Man tan uhor tan rabbanon. Who's the tan of this writer? That halacha is kol ha-sha'orim shehoyu shom lohoyu lehem mezuzah. All the shorim that there was in the Azara, Rashi says, sharei, or something out the word mizrach, should be sharei Azara. All the gates opening up into the base of Migdash, kol ha-sha'orim shehoyu shom lohoyu lehem mezuzah, didn't have a mezuzah. Chutz mishan nikner. Only the shan nikner, that was the only one that had the mezuzah. Shelefnim mimenu lishkes for hadrin. Because inside his gate, inside the gate called Shan Nikner, was the Lishkas per Hadrin. And Lachura, since that room, Lishkas per Hadrin, is Mechuyev in a mezuzah, according to Rabban, it's very good. Because since the Kohen Gadol lives there for 7 days, that's called the Beis Dira, therefore, that room is Mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Chura Gzeira, that room, we made the outside Shar also needs the mezuzah. So the Gemara Lachura Lema Rabbanan he, Vole Rabbi Yehuda. Lachura, this only comes out good according to Rabbanan Shita, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because if according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he gufa gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that this lishkas per hadrin, this room that the Kohen God lives there for 7 days, miyikir adin is potim in our mezuzah, because it's called the dira bar korcha. He doesn't really like to live there without his wife there. So why are we mechuyev to put a mezuzah? It's only a gzeira that people shouldn't say he's put into jail now. So we want that room to look like a room that you live in. That's why we have a mezuzah. So he gufa gzeira. The only reason why there's a mezuzah on the lishkas per hadrin is because there's gzeira. For yanan neker v'nigzeh gzeira l'gzeira. Should we go now make another gzeira that the shar nikner, this outside gate, that even though really that gate nobody lives there, it's not a gate going into a house that you live in. No, so why is that gate mechuyev in a mezuzah? Only because from that gate you go into this house, into this room, the lishkas per hadrin. So bishleim according to the rabbanon it's very good. The rabbanon hold that the lishkas per hadrin is called the beis dira. Even though it's par kocha, shmei dira, so it's mechuyev mezuzah mikradin. Then we say the outside shar nitner, since this is a shar, a gate, going into a beis dira, it's also good why it's mechuyev in a mezuzah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the inside room, this lishkas pahadrin, is also part of a mezuzah mikradin. It's only gzeira, so why should we make gzeira on the outside gate also? So according to this price, it can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So my answer is no. Even if you want to tell me this price, it goes good according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's all one big gzeira. Like, what was the gzeira? We don't want people to say the Kohen God was put into jail. So we wanted to look as if that room looks like a base dira where the people live there. Now, if it was really a base dira where the people live there, that's the locha, a shar, another gate that opens up, lets you come into a place where people live, you mechuyev in a mezuzah. That's why the outside gate, like we'll soon see, the gate of the city, is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. Even though nobody lives there, but since that's a gate to come into another room where people do live, that's called mezuzahs beisei ovisharecha. The shahr of the city is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. So here also, if we're going to patter the outside gate, the shahr nikn, not with the mezuzah, so people are going to have a question. You see that, why is there no mezuzah here? It's leading into a room where the Kohen Gadol lives. And the my people say that room that he stays for 7 days is still a jail. It's not a real makom dirum. That's why even this outside gate doesn't have a mezuzah. So lechuras chadik zerehi. In order to take away that people shouldn't say that Kohen Gadol is going into jail, we want it to look as if it's really a beis dirum. And if it would really be a beis dirum, even the outside gate opening up into here would also be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Therefore, we have to put a mezuzah even in the shar nikner, this outside gate opening up into this inside gate. Into the Lishkas Pahadrin. Tell the Rabbanan, the Bryce says like this, Bisharecha, the Postik says, you have to put a mezuzah on Bisharecha, on the Sharm, on the gates, come here. Is Echad Shari Batin. Poshin means the door coming into your house. That's Mamash Mechuyev in the mezuzah, because the bayis is a base dira, so for sure the entrance into your house, you have to have a mezuzah. The Echad Shari Chatzeris, the Chiddish, even though it's only an opening into your chatzar, into your front yard, and you don't live in the front yard, but again, the svar is, that since through the front yard you come into your house, and your house is a beis dira, see even the shar hachotzer also needs a mezuzah. The outside gate that opens up into your front yard needs a mezuzah. The yechad shari medinas, who are then the shar, the gate that opens up into the whole city, also needs a mezuzah. For the same reason, because that's the way to come into the houses inside the city. The yechad shari ayoris, hey, even the cities in the whole country, also needs a mezuzah. Yeah. Yesh ben chayvis mezuzah. Lamakam. All these places is a chayva, a yeshbem chayvas mitzvah, mitzvah lamakam. All these places is a mitzvah to put a mezuzah on these places. Mishum shenema, because the Pasuk says,
Uchsavtom al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. It doesn't only say mezuzos beisecha on your house. No, vishurecha means a shower, means any gate that opens up to let you come into your house. That outside gate is also mechuyev in the mezuzah. So the outside gate of the city, if rove of the people in the city are Jews, there's a mechuyev, the chiyah to put a mezuzah on that outside gate. Omer la yabai le Rav Safra. So Abaye has the kasha to Rav Safra. Hani yavulu de mechuzah, these gates outside the city of mechuzah, my time lo yavdu lehu rabbonim mezuzah. How come the rabbonim did not put a mezuzah on those gates? So Rashi learns pshat. Even before Rashi. Echad Shari Medinas, let's see top Rashi. Echad Shari Medinas. Yesh Medina Mokefasarim. You have a Molo city that's surrounded by mountains. The Yorim and forests. The Karma Pasois. The Yen Yetzim Emmanuel Aderach Shorim could go in Eretz Hagar. That they only go into the city, this one gate, that's the only way into the city. So Rashi is saying in Chiddush. That let's say you have a city that's opened a lot of places. One side has little gates there. But most of the people don't go through that gate. There are plenty of other sides had to come into the city. There are open fields there, come into the city. So even though there's a gate there, that will be potter for the mezuzah. The gate has to be that rove people come through this gate into the city. That's what Rashi's saying. That if around the city, it was surrounded by mountains and forests. So the way people came into the city was only through this shahr, through this gate. That's called the shahr of the bayis, that's the mechuyev in the mezuzah. So yes, the kashna to bayi avu the mechuzah, min shahri ir. These were the cities opening up into the city, the gates opening up into the city, the Sheshmo Mechuza, Vayiruban Yisrael. And most of the people living in Mechuza was Yisrael. So Chura, since most of the people living there, the outside gate opening up into the city, like we're saying, most of the people go through that gate into the city, and then that's the way to come into your house, should also be Mechuyev in a mezuzah. So how come the Rabbanah did not put a mezuzah on the gates leading into Mechuza, into the city? So he answered back, These gates were not really made to be turned as a gate to use to come in and come out, but rather was only a gate to chizuk to give support to what's on top of the gate. There was a fortress on top of the gate. So for what's on top of the gate, that's why they had the gate here. It wasn't really used to use the turn as a gate to come in and come out. The ikra of this gate was just to give a chizuk. Liyakra the Kuvi, who the Avidi? So Rashi says, Liyakra the Kuvi, Binyan Boni Alayim. There was like a binyan, a house, on top of these gates. Vinikra Kuvi, Viyasharim Tachta Vasurim Kikipa. Now the bottom gates were made like a kippa, like a, what do you call a arch. O Binyan HaBoni Algabi Kipin Chazak Yaser. Like the foundation is made like an arch, so it holds the binyan on top much stronger. So Vikitza, this gate, wasn't made with terrace a gate. It was made with terrace to hold up a house on top. That's next Morris Kasha. Was it used to entrance? That advice that alone is not enough, though. It has to be made only with terrace and entrance. Here it was made for support, the house on top, so the Icarus for the support of the house on top, not for an entrance, the support for the mezuzah. For the Gemara, though, the Omalei, the Yaqwa, the Kuva, Gufati boy mezuzah. Good, let this be a base shahr, let this be an entrance to the top house. That's the cloud. The mezuzah is beisecha v'sherecha. Any entrance let you come into the house is mechuyev in the mezuzah. See, here also on top of the gate there was the house there. So why isn't that just like that house is mechuyev in the mezuzah? This bottom gate should also be mechuyev in the mezuzah. So Rashi v'akroi the kuv gufon mishumoisa binyan atzmoi tiboy yashar mezuzah shederach oisa yashar nichnasim loy. As even though the gates were not made maybe to come to the city, but the gate for sure was made. This is the way you go to the top of the house to get upstairs. So, Chura, since you have to go through this gate, why wasn't this gate mechuyev in a mezuzah? If the Gemara do ispei beis dira l'shomer beis asurim, like this place on top, there was a shomer, there was a watchman that lived there. The beis asurim, Ashman was the jail there on top, and you have the watchman that sleeps there. So, since he's there the whole time, hakopon, that's called the beis dira. So, how come there wasn't a mezuzah for that person living on top here? Right. I mean, the Taishon has the shout figures this and that. Right. Right. And the Gemara, Adotani, we learned in a Braisa. Beis HaKnesses, if you have a shul, sheyesh boi beis dira, there's a room there in the shul that somebody could live there, lechazna knesses for the shamish, if he lives there, chayeves b'mezuzah, then you're mechuyah to put a mezuzah. So you see, even though the yikah, the place is the basic knesses, not to live there, but if you have a room set aside for the chazan to live there, so you're mechuyah in a mezuzah. So here also, since there's a shomer on top living there, you should have a chiyah to put a mezuzah on the top room, and who would then on the bottom shah, the bottom gate, should also have a mezuzah. Elo Omer Abayis, Abayi answered like this. You know why they didn't have a mezuzah on the gate? Mishum sakona. There's a sakona. So Rashi learns, shelo yomer ha-melech shofim asisim asharir. People, the melech shouldn't say, people are doing witchcraft by the shariir, not to get the people into trouble. So mishum sakona, if the goyim will give you tzaris, if they see your mezuzah outside, that's a p'tur, you don't have to put a mezuzah. The Tanya we learned, mezuzah yochid nivdoka is pamayim b'shruah. A private person owns a mezuzah, he's supposed to check it out twice in 7 years. Vishal rabim, a mezuzah belonging to the rabim, pamayim b'yovel, twice in the yovel, you have to check it out. Trashin nivdeke shema nirkavo enignavo. You have to check it out, make sure it didn't rot away, or poshet grif, make sure it wasn't stolen. Vishal rabim, was their mezuzah then wasn't like our mezuzah, it's outside. Their mezuzah then used to have a hole knocked into the wall, and inside the hole of the wall, they would put the mezuzah. So poshet yada, like, and then they would cement it down again. So poshet yada, check it out, open up that hole, and make sure the mezuzah is still there, it wasn't stolen. Vishal rabim, Shari Chatzeros and Medina's Vayoris, and the gates opening up in the big cities, that's only Pamayim B'yoivim. Now, Kol Dov Ishusha Rabbi Mein Latriach Alob Harbe, Shem Tatriach, Vokolech Roy Meyasach Averi. We don't make you work too much, because if we let you make do it too much, everybody will say the other one will take care of it. They'll never get done. Therefore, once in Yoivil, twice in Yoivil, it's not so bad. Now, Vyam Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa be'atav inechad happened with this person. Rashi's atav in the shame ish. V'yamrlo shame umnis. Some say that's the work. That's the type of work he did. So you boy did mezuzahs b'shuk helyon shelti pari. He was checking the mezuzahs on the top of the city of b'shuk helyon, the top of the on this street. Shuk helyon in tipari. Omotzo kisturachad, and one of the king's men found him. V'notim imenu elav zuz, and gave him a knas, took away $1,000 from him. Rashi kistur shame p'kidosu. He was a policeman. And he found him, and he gave him tzaris. So you see such a case that if you have tzaris, with your mezuzah, you're potter for the mezuzah. So that's why if you're afraid of the goyim, they'll give you tzaris, that's the p'tur not to put a mezuzah on the outside gate of the city. Now I, for the Markasha, Romri Abloza, Shluchei Mitzvah, and Izukin, I, the Klalas, if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have any hesed. So here he was going to check the mezuzah, he was doing a mitzvah. Why, how come a hesed happened to him? Have the Gemara Heicha, the Kviya Hezeka Shani, where it's a Kavua, where it's Prabal, where it's Shriach, for the Hezek to happen, then you can't be Seimech on Nisim. You can't be Seimech Shtucha Mitzvah and Nizokin. That's only Minastam, there's a school that you won't have a Hezek. But Stam to walk through the street, the cars are coming, you can't be Seimech Shtucha Mitzvah and Nizokin. Where it's Kviya Hezeka, where it's a Shriach, for the Hezek to happen, you have to be careful. Or Raya, the Chsid the Pasuk says, for Yoyim Shmuel, Shmuel said, Eich Eilech, Vishoma Shoyel, Vargeni. His HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel, go away from Shoel, and go to David, make David the king. So Shmuel said, how can I go away from Shoel? Shoel will kill me. Vayim Hashem, Hashem said, Eglas Boka Tikach B'yotcho, V'yamatlis Berech L'Hashem Bosi. So Hashem gave Shmuel an Eitzah. Tell Shoel, you're going away to bring a korban. But the Kasher is, what was Shmuel afraid of? That Shoel will kill him. What was Shmuel doing? He was going, B'tzivu Hashem, Hashem told him, go be Moshech David HaMelech. So it's a raya that no, even though Hashem told him to do it, but since the Shkia Chazeka, that Shoel's will get very angry and Amal, he should kill you, you have to be afraid. You don't have any hetter, Shluchei Mitzvah, any Zokin. So therefore you have to do it in a way, you won't be hurt. Rasha the Kriya Zeka, Alila Samayshom Mizumenes Tabit. If the king, the government, will find things against you. Ech Elech, Limshech Es Dover Apia Diver. Even though Shmuel was gone because Hashem told him, but still he had to be careful not to do it in a way that Shoel shouldn't come to kill him. So you see, you have to watch out. Don't wear Shriach HaZekah, you have to watch out. So therefore, you're part of the mezuzah on the gates of your city if you're afraid the goyim will give you service there. For Tony Rav Kana, Kaimid Rav Yehuda, Beis HaTevin, a house that you store straw in, Beis HaBoker, a house that you have your animals there, or Beis Eitzim, a house that you store the wood,
or base oitzur istam a house that you store things. Rashi says shoyayin b'shemen otzvua v'yenodem darboi istam a warehouse that you store up the wine and the oil there, but you don't live there. Is pturim in a mezuzah. These places are potim in a mezuzah. And it says a reason why, b'vnei shanoshim nusim b'hen, because women make themselves nice there. Shrashi nusas loshin hanor, that the women enjoy themselves there. And we'll soon see what that means. V'mishum demokim ginayhu, shayim dem shamarumais, and kovash shumayim liyo shamazuzah. As women get dressed there, they're undressed there, and that's the place for their dressing room. They get dressed there, and they're undressed there, so it's not covered to have a mezuzah in the room that they get undressed by. For the Gemara, mind the usos. What does it mean, the usos? Have the Gemara roish tzos. It means they wash themselves, they take a bath there. So it's like a bathroom. So it's not nice to put a mezuzah there, since they're undressed there, therefore we don't put a mezuzah there. Omalei Rabbi Yehuda, time of the roish tzos. So what do you want to tell me? Why are these places put for the mezuzah? Because the women wash themselves there, they're undressed there. Hostomo chayovin, mashmo regular base tzos, a regular warehouse, would be mechuyvin a mezuzah. I have a Tanya, we learned like this. Refes Boker, that's the room that you keep your animals in, the stall, is Pturim in a mezuzah. It's Potif in a mezuzah. Nothing to do with the women that wash themselves there. Stam, it's not called a Beis Dira. The klal of a mezuzah is it has to be a Beis Dira, someplace that you live there. And a Refes Boker, you don't live there. So what do you have to come on? Because the women wash themselves there. Stam is the Potter. And the Gemara, Ela Mayin Yusos, what does Yusos mean? Miskashtos. Stam, they put on makeup there. Vochik Tony, this is what the Gemara means to say. The Bryce before. Afal pi shanoshim is kashtois them, even though forget, these storage rooms is used a little bit. Hey, pshitif, the women wouldn't put on their makeup there, so pshitif is part of the mezuzah. A man doesn't use it. But I would think that since the women put on their makeup there, maybe they're mechuyvim mezuzah, kamashm no, still their potter, still their pturim. Why their potter? Because the warehouse that you don't go to live there is part of the mezuzah. Rashi, afal pi shanoshim is kashtois shom bebsamim v'salke daitach amina dirhi. I would think since the women use this room to put on the makeup there, maybe it's considered like a beis dira. Ashminet lav dirhi. No, that's not called a beis dira. The ikur room is made for storage. You store your wine there, you store your animals there. That's the main thing of the room. Either the women put on makeup there, that's just tam and arai, that doesn't give it a shame diva. Omalei Rav Kana, so Kana said back, Ushanoshim is kastosh and pturim. Is it true that if the women use these rooms to put on the makeup, it's not called the base diva that the potter? For Tanya, we learned like this, Refes boka pturim in amezuzah. The corral where you have your animals, it's potter in amezuzah. If the women use those rooms to put on their makeup there, chayavas v'mezuzah. So you see, it's enough that a woman uses it to put on makeup there, that gives it a shame. Beis dira, you are mechuyev. Yeah. Hefti Gemara. Elamayas lachamim, what do you have to say? Miskashtos tanoihi. That's a machlokes tanoim. If the fact that a woman uses a room, they use it just to put on the makeup there, is that called the Beis Dira? Is that called the living there? And the Mechuyev to put a mezuzah or not? It's like a Machlokes Tanoim. So I'll tell you, the Dinami, according to me also, Stoma Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether a Beis Dira, whether a Beis Oitzer is Mechuyev in a mezuzah or not. So Drashi Elamayah Sokhlemeimer, Ki Parshas Nosas Miskashtoi Shom, V'tikshom Astisna Mastisna Naima Tanoi. Yes, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. So the I learned pshat also to machlokes tanoim. You can't ask me kasha. Tanoihi. Tamar says, "Zinami stama tanoihi." The Tanya we learned beischa. The pasuk says, "Al mezuzas beischa." What does beischa mean? Beischa miyuchad loch. It has to be a house miyuchad set aside just for you, that you have to live there. Prat le beis hatevin. If you have a storage house that you store the straw, or the beis habakur, you keep your animals. Or the base eitzim, you store your wood there. Or the base eitzim, stam, you store the wine there. Shepturim in a mezuzah. That you put them in a mezuzah. That's not called base secha. That's not called the base dira. The yesh, but there are some people that say no. Mechayavim, so you see it's a machlokes tanoim. If stam a warehouse is mechuyev in a mezuzah or not. Now, b'emes emro, really it was said that base hakisei or base haburski, that's the place to work with the skin. Or base hamerkas, we take a shower. Or base hatfilah. V'shanoshim yusispem is pturim min hamezuzah. This everybody holds as potim min hamezuzah. And the reason why, because it's not derech kavlik we had before.
It's not their cover, these places the women are undressed there, to have a mezuzah there. So the kids, so we have a machlokes hanoyim here. So Gemara says, we have kana mataras hatayimei, we have yudah mataras hatayimei. We have kana mataras hatayimei, we have kana ziyash of the theory like this. Beisecho means beisecha myuchzecho. It has to be a house that you're living there. Prat le beis hateven, or the beis habok, or beis eitzen, or beis oitzreis. Sheftur min amezuzah. Bistam. Min astam, a warehouse is potem min amezuzah. Aber v'yesh, there are sometimes shemechayovim bistam. There's some sheet that's hold yemechayiv in stam. Now, Ben Misomru, that Beis Akisa, Beis Abruzka, Beis Amecha, Beis Adulah, Shanoah, 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 or Magnus, and Shroch, says, is Tur Min HaMezuzah. That the Potem Min HaMezuzah. For the Mori Yochi, if so, Haino Merchatz, the same thing as the Merchatz, Hashmina Merchatz, the Rabbin, Hashmina Merchatz, the Yochi. That they're both Potem Min HaMezuzah. The Salkut, that the Chamina Merchatz, the Rabbin, the Nof, is Zuma. Only a public bit house. That's potter for the mezuzah, because it smells very bad. Aber merchas the yochid la nofesh zuma, it doesn't smell so bad. Ey malachai mezuzah, maybe there is a chiyuv to put a mezuzah up. Kamash mela know, that even the room that a woman take a private bath there, is also potter for the mezuzah. We have Yehuda la matatatam, who goes according to the shita. Rochi katoni, beisecha means beisecha myuchilacho. Pratla beisatevna, beisaboka, beisaitla, beisaitzvist. Sheftur min mezuzah. Even if the women use it to put on makeup there, still it's potter. V'yesh mechayavas miskashtos. But some shittos hold no, that miskashtos, putting on makeup, also holds the mechuyiv. So it's a machloikis, even putting on makeup, using the room for makeup, if that's called the beis dira or not. Avostam, if they don't use the room to put on makeup, just stam beis dira, the rehako potter, everybody holds your potter. And that's like a yudishita. And then the somru, everybody holds, that based on Kisa, based on Bruski, based on America, based on Tfilom, Afo Pishinoshim is Kastoshpem, Turimin Amazuza. That's the Girsa. That in these rooms, even though the women use it to put on their makeup there, but according to Abiyudi, even though some hold putting on makeup is Mechuyiv in Amazuza, where they use this room for Dovim Mias, it's also Potem in Amazuza. Why? Because since the smell is very bad there, then everybody holds it Potem in Amazuza. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over this Gemara, we'll begin tomorrow on this list. Let's